Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, we feature new contributor E. Reed, who brings us a collection of poetry reflecting her life and her surroundings.
This poem was written at a poetry retreat with a Coweta Poets at Sacred Heart Convent in Cullman, Alabama. All that glitters is gold, a wish for my Coweta poetry sisters and all creators. Ripple like the shine of moons on ponds behind walls of music and prayer. Bake like the touch of shine from sun on grass and benches in the home of the devout. Squint, flutter, squawk, crane, carry like the duck and the frog, the insect, the ant that bites, the life of creatures on parade, the shine of teeth, legs of grasshoppers, bills of geese. The pen in the hand that is yours scratches the surface of glory. Oh, and shake the feathers of your tail in the open, in the sky, in the glitter of bliss. Apology. Usually, I am soft in this hard world place. When I talk, I don't clink or jingle. I blend. I brighten. When I talk, I taste tender words. I cup sincerity with open ears and kiss irony lightly with earnest lips. But when my lips cross tight and slant and cutting words blurt sly, for laughs, for fitting in, for the win, I sometimes notice the twinge in the face of the unsuspecting. I am sorry. I have been smart when I should have been kind. We garden. My love plants marigolds around the tomatoes next to the broken window she paints yellow and hangs on the fence. She digs holes in rich soil with bare hands, unearths treasures of bug and stone. Her rows of peppers are replete, satisfying, fresh, or relished for later. This year, she is gifted with vine, possibly melons, that spread to cover the bare places and bloom delicate flowers that rhyme with the marigolds and the yellow window. She examines leaves for unwanted worms that can strip a plant in one day flat. She plucks away dead parts and drenches with the right amount of water. She whispers to them and laughs with them, mindful of their differences from her and also how they are the same. When she gardens, she plants bare toes in soil and roots down deep around rocks and fossils, stretches tall, produces ripe, round fruit. I watch the miracle of it each year. I help around the edges, a weed here and there, a small harvest for dinner's salad. But my soul sinks deep differently. And also the same. Conversations are my gardens, planted, tended, nourished each day, blooming, rhyming, laughing, unearthing treasures deep underneath, covering bare places with life. I sink deep into the invisible soil between two people, and we grow perfect, round, and replete as summer.
E. Reed, known to her friends as Erin, was born in eastern Washington State, but has lived and worked in North Alabama since 1988. She and her partner live in an old wood home with a menagerie of critters surrounded by green hills. An alumna of the Naslin Mann Graduate School of Writing in Louisville, Kentucky, E. Reed writes fiction, poetry, and creative nonfiction. You can hear her poems again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and you can tune in next Monday for another edition of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. The Sundial Writer's Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens October 23rd through the 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.